Welcome to The Freelancer's Life, a podcast by and for freelancers, independent contractors, and entrepreneurs looking to break free from the typical 9-to-5 life and create the financial and life freedom that many only dream of living. I'm Veronica Buell, the host of The Freelancer's Life, and today I'll be covering the topic of 11 self-care tips for freelancers. So let's get started. There are many misconceptions about people who freelance. One of those misconceptions is that we can do whatever we want when we want. The truth is that many freelancers and independent contractors work longer, more intense hours than their regular 9-to-5 counterparts. The reason for this is simple. A great majority of freelancers are project-based workers. This means that they get paid for completing a project. They don't get paid a weekly salary, and because of this, many times freelancers work beyond normal hours and don't leave themselves any time for self-care. However, as a freelancer, it's up to you to make sure that you're attending to your proper self-care. Without taking care of yourself, you won't be able to take care of your family, no less earn a living. Those things need a person who's vibrant, healthy, energetic, and motivated. So without further ado, here are 11 self-care tips that every freelancer needs to follow. 1. Schedule your work hours. This is one that many people lose sight of the minute they leave their 9-to-5 job and start freelancing. It's also one that can start you down a road of burnout and frustration. We, as freelancers, tend to look at work with a project-based mindset. We have a project we're working on from a client, and the goal is to finish said project and get paid. That's understandable. However, having this mindset can and will, for most people, lead to long nights and weekends, as well as an exhausted freelancer. The key is to schedule your work hours just like you would if you had that corporate job working 8 hours a day. Pick a schedule that works for you and stick with it. It doesn't matter if those hours are in the middle of the night, 9-to-5, or broken into 2 4-hour time slots. Choose the hours that you want to work and make those your work hours. When those hours are done for the day, pack it up, shut it down, and move on to the other parts of your life. Now, I understand that sometimes you might have a project that requires intense, long work hours in order to complete it. However, make those projects the exception, not the rule. It's too easy to become a workaholic when you're a freelancer. Take control and stick with it. This also means letting those that might be in your household, as well as your friends and relatives, know that you're working during those times. 2, don't bite off more than you can chew. I've been guilty of this one more times than you will ever know. When you're starting out and trying to pay bills, taking every job that comes along is tempting. But you can only do that for so long. Eventually, you'll be completely burned out, sick, and totally unmotivated. Take it from someone with firsthand experience. For years, I would take every single job that came along and spent many a time working through the night while my partner slept. This gave me an incredible reputation with my clients, one of whom I still have to this day after 16 years of working with them. My reputation is someone who gets anything done, anytime, and with extremely high standards. The money was pouring in. I was able to buy myself a luxury car, pay for my own health insurance, and live on the beach. It also created a lifestyle where I not only worked through the night, but I also always seemed to have a cold, and I never got to enjoy the beach that was just steps away from my door. I did this for years until I realized that A, I wasn't getting any younger, and B, I would never get the chance to relax and take care of myself unless I made it happen myself. Now, I'm definitely a lot older and a bit wiser. I still take as many clients and projects as I can, but I have rules for myself. I must space out the deadlines so that they allow me to have some rest or me time throughout the project. If I start to feel under the weather or just tired and needing a break, I politely decline new assignments for a few days or even a week. Although I love rush and overnight projects because they pay a lot more, I don't always take them because they create a lot of stress and disruption in my day-to-day life. Biting off more than you can chew when it comes to freelancing can and will eventually create an unhealthy situation for you and your family. Work hard, but don't forget that you can't be your best if you're constantly tired, stressed, and overwhelmed. Give yourself a break and space your project and deadlines out in a way that benefits you first, your clients second. I know that sounds backwards, but your best work will come from a healthy you, and that's what your clients want. Remember, you're in charge of your own life. That's why you freelance, to be in charge. So be kind to yourself. 3, take frequent breaks. Next is another one that I've had to remind myself on many occasions, though I've gotten better in recent years. Throughout your workday, it's vital that you take frequent breaks away from your computer and your office. It's easy to get sucked into your workload, but again, in order to be at your best, you need to take a few minutes every hour or so to decompress. Get away from your desk and walk around. Get something to eat or drink. Read a chapter or two in a book. Watch a 30-minute show. Get outside for a half hour or so. Tick a few things off your household to-do list. Work out. Listen to some music, or better yet, go play guitar or whatever instrument you play. Do something other than work for a few minutes every few hours. As for me, I usually schedule work for 2 to 3 hours in the morning. Then I stop for some lunch or tea. Later on, after working some more, I'll get up and fold some laundry, walk around the house to get my steps in, or talk to my mom on the phone for a bit. Then back to work for an hour or two, and then I stop to walk around again or do a quick 30-minute workout. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But every day I try to create some space throughout the day to have a brief break in my work routine. 4, reward yourself. Now this one might not be something that you do on a daily basis, but it's something that you should do regularly. You work hard at being a freelancer, and as a result, you should reward yourself from time to time. Once a month, or maybe even once a week, reward yourself with something that will make you feel special and loved. It could be that you buy yourself that new CD by your favorite artist, or even something simple like getting your favorite latte from the local coffee shop. However, it doesn't have to be anything that costs money either. I tend to reward myself with one of my favorite meals and a glass of Merlot at the end of the week, or another favorite of mine is taking a nice, long, hot bath at the end of the day. Sometimes I do this one with a good book and a glass of wine. Rewards can be anything that you find enjoyable, from planning a night out with the girls or boys, to taking an afternoon nap, to having a few pieces of your favorite chocolate. Find whatever it is that brings you joy, as Marie Kondo would say, and do that. 5, take time for yourself. Just because you may work by yourself doesn't mean you actually take time for yourself. As I've said, it's easy to fall into the work all the time mindset when you're a freelancer, but you need to make sure you take time away as well. Taking time for yourself may be as simple as scheduling an hour of daily downtime to do what you want, or it could be as elaborate as scheduling a long-needed vacation away from everything. Taking time for yourself is doing anything that will allow you to relax for a bit, recharge, and take care of your mental and physical well-being. Sometimes for me, I turn off the computer and take a nap or go outside for a walk. Anytime you start to feel frustrated, tired, or irritable, it's time to take a moment for yourself. 6, have a self-care routine. A great majority of freelancers work from their homes and or an environment where they don't physically socialize with others on a regular basis. Sure, there's the occasional email or phone call, but for the most part, you can roll out of bed and work all day in your PJs. However, this doesn't mean you don't have a self-care routine. A lot can be said for waking up at a regular time every morning and following a personal self-care routine. It creates a sense of well-being and lets you show yourself some love. For me, I ask my partner to wake me up when he gets out of the shower in the morning. I then get up and shuffle into the breakfast nook and have tea and some toast or a muffin with him. After I see him off to work, I usually take a shower, get dressed, and head to my office to begin my work. Throughout the day, I give myself breaks and stop for snacks and tea. Occasionally, if I feel it's needed, I'll take an afternoon nap as well. I also make sure that we both take our daily vitamins, eat a healthful dinner, and make an effort to get to bed by 11 p.m. the latest. Having a set routine makes me feel in control and also ensures that the things that are most important get done every day without fail. Number 7, exercise. This one's a no-brainer, yet we all need to be hounded about it from time to time. A freelancer's life tends to be one with a lot of sitting in front of a computer. It's important that we all move our bodies daily. According to the Mayo Clinic, it's optimal for all people to get at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity per week. This roughly translates into 30 minutes of exercise per day, 5 days a week. So make it a habit to schedule in your workouts daily. It doesn't even have to be 30 minutes in a row. You can do the 30 minutes in 10 or 15 minute increments throughout the day. It can be a brisk walk outside in the fresh air, a workout on your elliptical or treadmill, a bike ride, or even walking circles around your house listening to your favorite podcast or music. Whatever you decide to do, make sure you do it regularly to keep yourself strong and healthy. Number 8, plan healthful meals. Some would say that what you eat is more important than exercising, and I would probably have to agree. You can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. Eating healthful meals will provide the energy and strength you need to work more intensely and for longer than you would on a diet of donuts and sugary foods. Generally, a diet filled with lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins will provide the nutrition you need to be healthy. There's no one diet that's perfect for every human being, but recent research suggests that the Mediterranean diet is one of the best for health and longevity. One of my favorite books on the subject is called The Complete Mediterranean Cookbook. I also really love all of Dr. Andrew Weil's books and cookbooks, but particularly his books True Food and Fast Food, Good Food. Number 9, schedule time for household and personal tasks. One of the things that always seems to get lost in the shuffle when doing freelance work is household and personal tasks. It's not hard to get so intense on the work you have that you find yourself with no time to get the laundry done or clean the house. Don't even get me started on the hundreds of personal tasks that need to get done, but don't. I've found the only way to approach this so that I don't lose my sanity is to schedule the time to do those tasks. I either block out a day or two a week to get everything done or schedule in smaller time slots throughout the week where I can concentrate on getting these tasks done. I typically have Saturdays set aside for watering plants and doing laundry. Other things like unloading the dishwasher, cleaning the bathrooms, vacuuming, etc., I space out throughout the week in between work. I might schedule unloading the dishwasher on my first break of the day and vacuuming on Wednesday at noon. Regardless of when you do these things, it's important that you schedule them in so that you don't start feeling like everything is piling up on you. Trust me, when these things don't get the attention and they start to multiply, your freelance work performance suffers because these things will distract you mentally and physically. Schedule them in and get them done. Number 10, plan something special weekly. We all need to look forward to something, and that's where this one comes in. When you freelance, it's easy to get stuck in a rut of constantly working and never leaving the house or office. However, it's extremely important that you plan something special every week so you have something to motivate you to work hard. The something special can be anything that lights you up. It could be planning a girl or boy's night out with your best friends, or it could be a date night with your special someone. It could be a road trip to see the sights in your state that you've never seen before. It could be a concert or 10,000 other things. These days, for those of you listening to this podcast years from now, we're kind of in the middle of a pandemic right now called COVID-19. And because of that, some of the things we would like to do, like going to concerts or eating out at a restaurant, might be difficult or not quite totally safe yet. However, use your imagination and create a special moment. A few months ago, my partner created a special dinner at the beach for the two of us because we were bumming out about not being able to go. He put down beach towels in the living room and found a video on YouTube with scenes and sounds of the beach on it, and we ate dinner at the beach. We've also had pizza nights and Starbucks afternoons in our home where we made pizza and lattes at home. Other things you can do during these crazy pandemic times is plan a girls' night out or happy hour with your friends or family on Zoom or Skype. You can even watch movies with your friends using apps like Rave and Netflix. 11. Do absolutely nothing. Yep, you heard me. I don't have to tell you that lately things in the world have been crazy. When you add that to your freelance workload, it can seem like there's never time to just stop and take a breath. That's why stopping everything is sometimes exactly what you need, and you might not even know you need it. Case in point, I recently found myself not coping with stress that well at all. I live in Dixie Alley, which means tornadoes this time of year. I'm a New Yorker who doesn't deal with these things well on a good day. Give me a good old-fashioned blizzard or nor'easter and I'm fine. However, I found myself extremely fearful and not able to get my shit together like normal. It was only when my amazing partner, after listening to my tear-filled tirade, said to me, "I think you're tired too," that I realized he was right. At the time, I had been going nonstop with projects since November. And at the time, it was now March. I was exhausted, and when you're exhausted, you can't really handle anything very well. What did I do? I proceeded to finish the job I was working on and took 2 weeks off from everything. I used the time to sleep in late, clean my house, watch movies with my guy, and generally just chill out. The result? Although I'm still not thrilled with spring in Dixie Alley, I feel a little more myself and able to cope again. Sometimes you really do need to stop the world and get off for a bit to regain your sanity and health. It's one of the best ways to show yourself self-care and love. There's absolutely no shame in proclaiming that you need to do nothing for a little bit. It's good for you. It's good for your clients. And it's good for everyone's mental and physical health. Taking time and effort for your own self-care is not only wise to do as a freelancer, it's essential. When you work for yourself, you tend to be a really hard boss to work with sometimes. You need to give yourself a break and really take care of yourself. After all, what's the sense of being a freelancer or independent contractor if doing so creates more stress, overwhelm, and exhaustion than working at a regular 9-to-5 cubby job? That's it for this episode of The Freelancer's Life. Thank you for joining me today, and I encourage you to return next Thursday as we tackle the topic of 5 in-demand freelance tech skills. I also encourage you to follow or subscribe to this podcast on your preferred podcast platform so you won't miss future episodes. And I'd love for you to rate it as well. Be sure to also check out our website at www.thefreelancerslife.com and to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I would love to hear your comments, questions, suggestions, and future topic ideas, and encourage you to send those to tflpodcast@thefreelancerslife.com. If you would like to be a guest on this podcast or you would like to have me on your podcast, you can use that same email to inquire about getting that booked. And lastly, if you like what you're hearing, please consider supporting the Freelancer's Life podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes by going to anchor.fm/thefreelancerslife/support. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and keep moving forward with your freelancer dreams.